The United States and indeed the New Zealand operations of the video app TikTok were effectively put on the market by US President Donald Trump this week. He's given its Chinese owner until September the 15th to sell the app to a US firm, or he will ban it. Similarly with another Chinese company, WeChat. TikTok has threatened legal action against the United States. Microsoft now says it's working on a deal to buy TikTok before the deadline expires. There are rumours Apple's interested as well. Some critics see the move as politically motivated against China and not to do with, as President Trump has suggested, privacy and security fears. New Zealand public servants and MPs have been told to delete the app from their work phones. Similar moves in the United States. So, should we be worried about TikTok? Joining us to discuss this is Addie Robertson, who covers technology for the news website The Verge. Hi, Addie.
Hi.
Is this effectively a ban that Trump's put on TikTok now?
It's complicated. So the latest executive order that he signed is something that is basically a sanction on their parent, on TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, and on WeChat's parent company, Tencent. And the idea is that it just bans any economic transfer and any transactions between an American company and these companies. He hasn't really specified exactly what is banned, though, like what kind of transactions. So Tencent, for example, it doesn't just own WeChat. It owns a bunch of incredibly popular video game studios and other content. And it's tried, the Trump administration has tried to make clear that it's not banning that. So this is definitely a really extreme action. And the intent definitely seems to be to just kick TikTok and WeChat off of, say, Apple and Google's app stores. And it could cause huge problems. But it's also open to legal challenges. And there are details we don't know about it yet.
Let's talk about TikTok and WeChat separately. Known to the younger generation far more than those 20 plus, I suppose. I don't know. TikTok, certainly. Can you describe it, please?
So TikTok is one of the newest really big social media apps. It is video focused. So people post short videos. And a couple of the things people love about it are that it's really collaborative. So there are opportunities to see somebody else's video, and then you can do a challenge where you try to make your own version of it. Or there's a duet where you kind of mix your video with the thing they've recorded. And there is a central feed that tries to sort of learn what kind of videos you like and then just give them to you. So it's less based on finding a bunch of people to follow necessarily than something like Twitter or Instagram. It is incredibly popular with teenagers and it's still largely concentrated there, but there are a lot of officials on TikTok. It's a really big, absolutely huge app.
When you say officials, what do they do with TikTok?
Oh, it's like politicians. That there are, the way that politicians have social media presences on Instagram, say, you'll have people who just make videos on TikTok.
WeChat, owned by, as you said, Tencent, is possibly less known in the Western world, but it's huge in China, right?
Yeah, it is absolutely a massive communication tool in China. And has a presence in the US, especially among people who want to communicate with people in China.
And so a lot of Chinese people are saying if America bans WeChat, then that really ends communication between vast numbers of people in China and the United States. It's a serious blow to communication.
Yeah, if they manage to kick it out. It also, if they're banning transactions with American companies entirely, the iPhone is very popular in China, and that just drives a huge wedge between Apple and WeChat.
So are the security fears real in your view, Addie?
So TikTok is the thing that has caused the most security concern, and so I'll probably mostly address it. the fears aren't necessarily false, but they are largely speculative. So TikTok doesn't necessarily collect more data than a Facebook or an Instagram or any other social network. The issue is that it's owned by a company that's headquartered in Beijing, and that means that they have possibly the Chinese Communist Party has access to data that on people who use TikTok.
Possibly. And President Trump is concerned about this, or is it politically motivated?
It's definitely politically motivated to the extent that he has talked about trying to punish China for letting the coronavirus spread. And there is speculation, even though it's really just speculation, that he was very upset when he had a rally that was very poorly attended after hyping these huge numbers. And some news outlets attributed this to activists on TikTok. So there's a theory that TikTok made him look bad, and so he's trying to ban it. I'm not necessarily sure that's accurate, but it definitely seems like it's motivated by a desire to look tough on China and helped by the fact that there are actually security experts who have fears about TikTok.
So he could have conflated the idea of security and privacy and the idea that China in some way sabotaged that rally in Tulsa.
I think that it is not implausible that he is using the privacy and security risks as a pretext to do what he really wants, which is just punish a Chinese company.
It's also not implausible to suggest that he doesn't understand what the hell's going on, is it?
That's extremely plausible. Well, he's been using the term ban incredibly indiscriminately for weeks. It's been sort of unclear what he's going to do. There was already oversight action on TikTok, which was a national security review to see if ByteDance should be forced to sell it. It was pretty widely expected that they were going to. And so then this just came in on top of it as potentially just a way to force TikTok to sell.
And how much would it be worth?
It's not clear, but in the hundreds of billions is numbers that have been floated.
And that's just the US operation or the New Zealand operation? I mean, how's the New Zealand operation involved? I'm not sure the breakdown of the company.
This is all sort of speculative because the deal is in flux, but Microsoft is apparently, it's expressed interest in buying mostly English-speaking markets for TikTok. So it's the US, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, not the UK. But it's those countries. There's also speculation that Microsoft's now looking at all of TikTok and just buying its global operations. It's not really clear yet, and it's not totally clear how this order influences that.
And it's not totally clear whether this order can be successfully legally challenged or not.
Yeah, so presidential sanction powers and the rule that he's invoking, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, it's incredibly broad. You get a lot of deference to the president in courts saying that he can really has extremely wide latitude to ban things if he finds a national security threat. At the same time, it's plausible that you could sue on, say, First Amendment grounds in the United States saying that this is a communications tool, it's a software, it's a piece of software, it is speech, and that you are infringing on it. There are also some exceptions for informational materials in the sanctions. And I've seen people argue that that means that TikTok and WeChat could potentially be exempt from it. But it's also not clear who's going to sue, because if ByteDance sells TikTok, then they don't have nearly as much reason to go to court with Trump over it.
Would the United States government be able to make Apple and Google sever their ties with ByteDance, the owner of TikTok?
In theory, yes. In practice, the platforms haven't really said very much about it, but if they're complying with US law, then that's something they have to do. And Google has severed its relationship with Huawei, which is another Chinese company that the Trump administration has sanctioned. And it's genuinely caused problems, although that's mostly on the level of Google makes Android and they have had to develop phones that are independent from it. It's not that Google had some, that Huawei had an app in the US and Google banned it.
No, but they'd have to have the Commerce Department put TikTok on the entity list in order to emulate the Huawei tactic.
Yes, although these sanctions do very similar things, that they can still stop companies from working with TikTok or working with ByteDance.
You know, when we hear people like Republican Senator Hawley, who sponsored this bill to bar TikTok, he says TikTok is a major security risk. Now, there's no way of proving or disproving that, is there? Or is there?
So part of the thing that's made this confusing is, say, Senator Hawley, the bill that he's sponsored, it's banning TikTok on government-issued devices, where if you're a government official and you're using a phone that you have something secure on or something classified, then really any app you install is potentially a security threat. And it's really not necessarily unreasonable to limit what people can install on government devices. The question becomes much different when you're asking, is the average person having this on their phone going to present some kind of threat? And as long as it seems like potentially China is connected to TikTok in a way where it could get data from their servers, even if that data is stored in the US, we're not going to be sure that TikTok couldn't be passing data. So it's very difficult for them. But we also don't really have cases of that happening. We don't have really concrete cases of it presenting an actual national security threat.
There does seem to be a lot of pot kettle going on. I mean, we know the privacy concerns over Twitter and Facebook. All of a sudden, President Trump's concerned about TikTok?
Yes, and the United States also, as we learned in 2013, has a really massive online surveillance apparatus. So this is, without trying to talk about whether the US or China is worse, claiming that there is a unique threat posed by TikTok to the average person for their privacy, I think is not necessarily reasonable, at least in the United States.
India, for example, has banned TikTok, has it not?
It has, and it's actually banned it in the past as well on different grounds.
What grounds?
So earlier it had banned it basically on the grounds that TikTok had been allowing lewd and inappropriate material on the platform. It then lifted that ban, and now it is said that it poses a threat to national sovereignty.
And so it's still banned in India?
Yes, as of relatively recently.
Now, Trump previously threatened to ban TikTok, and then he backed off. Now he seems to be resuming the fight. How soon will we know whether this is actually going to come to pass?
The order by default kicks in 45 days, which is basically the deadline for when Microsoft or another company had to close a TikTok deal. And so at the very least, we'll know at that point. And before that, I mean, it's possible that we could learn exactly what transactions this bans, and they will be either harsher or less harsh than we expect, or he could entirely back off it. Everything is extremely uncertain when it comes to the Trump administration.
Particularly so. What about Apple? Is Apple going to be involved, do you think?
Apple has said that it is not interested in buying TikTok. There were reports from sort of around the company that it may have been interested. There is probably more reason, and it seems more likely that Microsoft would buy it than Apple, which has sort of tried to stay out of giant social media platforms.
In the United States, Addie, has there been precedent for this? I know Grindr was involved in some government intervention, was it not?
Right. So there is something called the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, which is basically a regulatory body that can look at mergers between companies. And if it finds that they present a national security threat, it can split them apart. That's what happened with Grindr last year, is that they were sold to a Chinese company. And CFIUS, this committee, said this poses a really unacceptable threat because this company is going to have a lot of very intimate details about people who could be U.S. government officials. It could create blackmail material. And so they required them to spin off and sell the company. this was pretty widely expected to happen to TikTok recently, and that would split off the company. There's absolutely precedent for that. There is, practically speaking, absolutely no precedent for the president saying that American phone companies have to ban a giant app from Americans' phones. That, just regardless of the legal process that you're using to get there, that's a huge deal.
And an emulation of China anyway, because as far as I understand it, Google, Twitter, Facebook, WhatsApp, they're banned inside China.
Yes, which ironically is a thing that people have used as a justification. Oh, well, China does this thing. China has the Great Firewall. Why shouldn't we?
You don't subscribe to that reasoning.
I think it's bad. I think that one of the pretty core principles of a lot of American speech law is that you should be able to connect with a gigantic network that huge numbers of people are on, that's also a creative tool. And I think that there are national security risks that could probably be addressed by something like spinning off the company or by an actual investigation, which hasn't really happened. And that trying to ban it just seems like a power move and a sort of way to make an example of the company that, at least in the US, could have really terrible consequences for a lot of people who love this app.
What are the terrible consequences as opposed to
Okay,
the,
maybe. I should be careful saying terrible, but TikTok
Well,
is a
I mean, you
like any
know.
social media company, and there are people who make their livelihood trying to make careers on TikTok. And like you mentioned, there are people who use WeChat to connect with people. And I think that this is something that definitely shouldn't be thrown away just because somebody wants to punish China.
Yes, although let's examine that word terrible that slipped out. Let's not catastrophize. Does it really matter?
On a practical sense, in just a quality of living term, yeah, it matters the way that banning really any social network matters. And so it just depends on how much you value something that's not necessarily life change, like that's not life threatening if you lose it, but that is still a pretty major part of your life. You should also examine the precedent that the, at least in the United States, it would be a pretty big change to say that the government can decide that an app it doesn't like should no longer be available on major devices. I think that's a really dangerous precedent to set, given the amount of really disdain that the Trump administration has shown for, say, journalists or for outlets like the New York Times, which has an app, or really any company that displeases him. I think this is just really a road that we don't want to go down, especially at a time when there are a lot of really arbitrary restrictions on things and seems like a lot of sort of contempt for the idea that people should be able to access information.
TikTok, of course, has said that it has never shared user data with the Chinese government, nor censored content at the request of the Chinese government. If that proves to be, in whatever way, not true, would you still say that it is wrong for President Trump to do what he's trying to do to TikTok?
So the censorship claim is actually something I should have talked about before. It seems probably like something that did happen, that early on there were leaked documents that said that TikTok had a policy of basically just trying to ban anything anyone would find objectionable, which included things like criticizing. Its guidelines were all governments, but it seemed pretty tailored to the Chinese government, or mentioning things like Tiananmen Square. And they have said they aren't doing this anymore, but at the very least, it seems to have been a thing that was on the table. And then there are the general national security concerns. I think that the national security concerns would just be better addressed by something like requiring it to spin off the company. And I think that the censorship concerns are sort of weird and complicated, that it's a thing that's very bad, but I'm not necessarily sure that we want it to be illegal inside the United States to see something that is censored by the Chinese government.
Appreciate your time. Thank you. Addie Robertson, who is the technology writer for the Verge News website.